This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Hey, Portlandia fans.
Carrie Brownstein and Fred Armisen here.
The dream of the 90s is alive in podcast form.
We're launching Podlandia, AO Rewatch, our brand new podcast where we revisit every episode of Portlandia together, breaking down sketches, going deep on our iconic characters, and pulling back the curtain on how it all got made.
And we'll also be joined by the people who helped bring it all to life. Guest stars, collaborators, and friends, including director Jonathan Kreisel, the mayor himself, Kyle MacLachlan, legendary musician Amy Mann, and many more.
Kyle is going for it here. You fully improvised not just words, but a song.
Well, I thought you were all going to write a song.
I remember you thinking that. Listen to Podlandia, AO Rewatch, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, fam? I'm sports journalist Ari Chambers.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sam J.
And we're the hosts of Everyone Watches Women's Sports, a new podcast from Together and iHeart Women's Sports.
We're breaking down the biggest headlines.
Naomi Osaka showing out.
Shout outs to you, Naomi.
The viral moments.
I've been obsessed with Krishan Rock's boxing journey. She looks good. Her combos are swift.
And the stories everyone's talking about across women's sports.
Because everyone watches women's sports. Listen to Everyone Watches Women's Sports
on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show podcast.
Direct message us on Facebook.
We read and see every single comment and email that rolls in to all the places. So if you want to be a part of this conversation, it's easy to do. So let's dig into some emails, guys.
We've got one for you, Jody, from MurphySamAndJody.com from Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
And this is about your boyfriend dog, Champ, and what he eats. Cindy says, Champ will love fresh pet dog food, right, and it's reasonably priced compared to others.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't met one yet that didn't gobble it up.
It's true.
That's what we switched him to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She says it's so much healthier for them, and it will put a pep in his step, too. Let him revel in the time he has. God love him. The best is yet to come for Champ.
Oh, thank you for saying that, Cindy. It's true. Since we started feeding him the fresh dog food in the mornings, and then at night for the rest of his life, he's getting a little peanut butter treat from me.
Hmm.
Pep in his step is putting it lightly.
Yeah. In the mornings now, he's actually, I say barking, he talks to us, and he's doing that again. He wasn't doing that with the dry dog food. Now he's talking again.
I mean,
until you get that, you know, stuff.
We gave
on
him
the
a reason to rally here.
Yeah.
And he, when we got home from our weekend away, he was doing zoomies.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he
wow.
could not love on me more. It was incredible.
We were rotating through them. The chicken, I think, is the least expensive of them, so we're sticking to the chicken.
Oh, but wait, he deserves steak.
Not at $10 more a tube, he doesn't. I love him too, Jody.
There's only one Champ, Murphy.
And then Jody had bought one that has raw salmon. I can't deal with the smell of that one. So we're sticking to chicken right now.
But it for is, now, it, Champ, yeah. mm-hmm. in case he's listening. Thank you for that, Cindy.
This one's for you, Jody, from Gary.
Hi, Gary.
So Gary says that he has, it just says, The Women, novel by Kristen Hanna. I'm not an avid reader. I would rather wait for a movie. I hear you, Gary. That's the way I am, too.
The Women,
This one intrigued me. Being a Vietnam veteran, I could visualize the things she was talking about. Great book.
Yeah,
I've not heard of it.
Gary, I've had a few friends recommend that book to me, and she's an author I know well. She wrote The Nightingale, which I loved, and she wrote Winter Garden and a ton of other books. She writes a lot. I just haven't gone there yet because I know she's a serious writer, and it's a serious story about a girl who goes over and is like a nurse in Vietnam.
Okay.
And not just by herself, but from what I understand, all the women and what they did over there, you know, for the troops. So I will get to it. It's just I'm still busy with another. But I love the recommendation, and I've had other friends recommend that book.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you for your service, too, Gary. Coming up, Jody has three things to know today at 6:50, and next, Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, I'll let you know which kid's favorite treat is adding more protein.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Got some new protein-packed foods for you.
Okay.
Chef Boyardee is adding the protein.
Okay. Should be protein inside of some of that anyway.
Meat, right? Ravioli? Got some protein in it?
Not trying to be the protein police.
They're adding
but.
More. How about that? Five different options. They'll each have a minimum of 25 grams of protein.
Mm.
Protein, and they'll be labeled too. Protein chili mac, beef ravioli, beefaroni, spaghetti and meatballs, and chicken with rice and vegetables.
Do you think added protein in everything is here to stay, or is this a protein fad?
I mean, part of it, I'm sure, is marketing, but the other part is the more people that are doing GLP-1s and all that kind of stuff that need the extra protein, it helps.
Because otherwise, you're losing fat and muscle, right. So you need more protein.
Yeah. Just a thought.
The folks at Purdue, the chicken people, they are adding protein to some of their snacks, to their nuggets, strips, and bites. And they're calling
them... adding protein to meat?
They're calling them powered.
Here's
how they're doing it, though. They're not just putting, like, protein powder. They're taking the chicken itself. It's actually going to be in the breading. I guess they ground it up real fine.
Sure.
And mix it up with other stuff. So there's chicken.
Chicken-coated chicken.
Coated chicken.
Got it.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Chips Ahoy has a new mystery flavor out. Ooh.
And? Have they done that before?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Can you tell by looking at the photo or not?
I would think it's the white. It's either white chocolate or...
Key limes.
It looks vanilla. Vanilla beans are on there, so there's got to be something to it, right?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Murphy's the investigator. He's the food investigator.
Well, then you need to hop on the website because $25,000 is up for grabs.
If you can, tasting it, meaning just looking at it?
No, you have to eat it. It's going to come. You can get it online right now. It'll be in stores next Monday.
Got it.
But once you get it, taste it. $25,000 up for grabs.
Okay.
Cracker Barrel Campfire Potato Chips. Woo!
Oh, they're finally doing it.
Yes, they're now in the Cracker Barrel gift shops.
Okay.
Stores. And Tostitos, they are launching their NFL ones next week. You know, the ones where they have the different teams on each of the bags.
Love it.
They're also launching a new spicy queso blanco flavored tortilla chip.
That sounds
They put the cheese in the chip.
Yeah.
Sounds so good. Thank you, food dude. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Murphy, you know, Point Break is going to be back in theaters this month.
Is that like the original Patrick Swayze? That
Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze.
You are now in the bank robbery capital of the world.
Do you want to go see it on the big screen again?
Duh. Have you met me? Okay. In fact, I'm asking right now, if it's not your jam, I've got like 10 girlfriends who would go with me in a heartbeat. This film from 1991 that became such a favorite. I don't know whether I'm looking at Keanu Reeves or the beautiful landscape or Patrick Swayze and it's bank robbers and it's surfing, jumping out of airplanes. Do you remember this movie?
I never saw the whole movie. I've only seen like the trailers and the previews. I've never seen it.
You're going to cry.
I am.
Okay. I bring it back up because Lori Petty, who played the girl, love interest in this movie, she's in front. It's a 35th anniversary is the reason they're rerunning it.
Yeah.
She said Patrick was everything you would think. Lovely to work with, but he was that daredevil, that person. He wanted to surf in the morning. He would go skydive. They had the skydiving stuff there on the set because they had to do it.
Yeah.
And he said he would go skydiving in the morning first thing. And the producers were like, please don't do that. And he would do it anyway.
Wow.
A little behind the scenes for you. So in theaters again, the original remastered. It looks prettier. August 16th and 19th.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
I forgot all day yesterday to tell you about the dog I got this weekend.
Okay, why? Why are you messing with me, Sam?
We don't believe you, Sam, because I don't think you're fully committed to getting a new dog yet.
I've been holding off asking you because you said after vacation and after your travels this summer, you were going to adopt a new best friend.
Yeah.
So have you really done it?
Well, I got to watch Django this weekend. My son's dog.
You're a trickster. Trying to trick us.
Are you getting closer to wanting to do that, though?
Yes, I am. This is legit. Okay. Yeah, I did watch Django this weekend.
Your son's dog.
My son's dog. I am doing a solo Sam trip one weekend later on this month.
Good.
Okay.
Which I have to talk to HR about that one. But anyway. After that one is when, because I'm thinking I'm going to get all the traveling done before the dog, because I don't want to get a dog and in 2 weeks into it, take off for 3 days.
Right, because they're all about routine.
Yeah.
It would be
I understand that completely.
So my next travel would probably be around Christmas time, maybe. So that gives me a good 3 or 4 months to.
I want to hear about your process. Are you going to look online first or are you going to go wait and see if you vibe with a dog?
I'm going to look online first because I've been getting a lot of, I follow on Facebook a lot of the local shelters.
I know.
So, yeah. I'm going to use that to start with. And if it doesn't pan out to anything, then I'll go and look.
Going and meeting one can be the difference maker.
I know, but part of me is afraid to do that because I've never done it. Well, except for, because we got Gus at like a pet event that was out, where, you know, a festival type thing.
Yeah.
I've never gone to a shelter and looked for a dog and been able to walk away from all the other dogs that are looking at you like, hey, buddy.
So you're not
sure
your heart can handle it.
Yeah.
Okay, go volunteer. Go one afternoon and say, I'm here to volunteer. I'll walk dogs, and you can walk several of them. It's good exercise for you, and you can see which ones you gel
with.
That's
going to be even harder for me to walk away from those dogs.
Really?
I know, but you know that they're already there.
And the only way that you're going to know if you bond with a dog is to spend some time.
I know.
I don't think we ever, most of our rescues weren't like the first look. We might have had a few of them, but we would walk it, you know, and you can kind of tell if it's going to work. Yeah.
Yeah. You're so scared of it. Don't be. Your best friend could be waiting for you, waiting for that walk.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get him about the same time as my birthday, so we'll have a double birthday.
That'll be good.
All right, coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Number one, the August scaries are here. According to mental health experts, you can kind of understand what that is. Much like the Sunday scaries before a new work week, the feeling that gets triggered inside of you. Sometimes it's stress, sometimes it's sadness that summer is winding down and the back-to-school routine for all of us is back. It kind of can create some anxiety.
Yeah.
It feels like the longest Sunday ever, but they say, and this makes sense, just focus on what's ahead and good things to look forward to. You know, your
like
favorite
football season.
All kinds of favorite things are on the way. Don't let the August scaries get you. Number two, we mentioned this earlier. How much protein do you need? Protein is everywhere. It's being added to every kind of food. Well, you know, the experts and researchers reviewed the health benefits, and it's definitely for more active people, athletes. If you're highly active, yes, you need a lot of protein intake.
You were probably getting that already.
If your biggest, you know, if it's a walk to the fridge or a walk out to the mailbox, you might be, it's not doing much for you to add all that extra protein. So make sure it's personalized. Check with your doctor about your protein needs. And then number three, PSL, pumpkin spice latte, set to return to Starbucks specifically this month on the 25th. With a new iced pumpkin cream shaken espresso, some pecan favorites, and the pumpkin cream cheese muffin is also back.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
Back to school time, and I wanted to talk about the backpack rule.
I didn't know there was a backpack rule.
Well, it's from the medical community, from the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the backpacks being too heavy for your child based on their weight.
Yeah,
and we've all seen that. We've all seen a kid who's hunched over and the backpack is full of books. And I've seen the situations where it's like, why are you carrying these? And the answer being, I don't want to use my locker. But just know this. This is from the American Academy of Pediatrics. A backpack should not weigh more than 15% of your child's body weight. So if your child weighs 100 pounds, 15 pounds max. And a 15-pound backpack is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Also, Murphy, did you know this? That both straps are supposed to be adjusted so the pack sits mid-back, never like lower than the waistline?
So, yeah, I did. I remember that because that's the proper support, center of gravity, and all those things for strain.
Sure. You know who has a heavy backpack? Murphy.
Yeah.
Your work backpack is full of stuff. In fact, when we were traveling recently together and you asked me to get your, you know, headache medicine out of your backpack, I reached back there and I'm like, here's a Kind bar, some, you know, a cord for something. Here's a mouse.
Well, 10% of my body weight would be about 19 pounds. And I probably exceed that sometimes.
Oh, 110%.
I don't like to, but yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes perfect sense. And by the way, the locker thing, that is who I was as a kid.
What?
Well, sometimes it was difficult. It's like, I don't have time to get between these two classes. I need my books on me.
Time management was a problem then.
Well, if I couldn't, you know, I mean, it would depend, you know, on the, it was a pretty, the high school campus I was on, some of the buildings were far apart from each other.
Correct. No, so. You're right. That you can make a case for that.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if that's a problem for you kids going into the school year, then talk to somebody about it if you don't want to be lugging that around.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? If Chromebooks had been around, we'd have been in business.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a difference maker, too. But if you have too many books, and when you're a kid, the other part of it is that when you're a kid, you're not worried about your back in years to come.
Mm-mm.
You don't think your back is ever going to be a problem. But that's what to know. 15% of your child's body weight, you know, is max for the backpack. And they need to be strong.
Yeah.
I used to carry mine on just my shoulder because
well, that's the cool
that
way.
Was the cool way.
Yeah. Coming up at 7:50, three things to know today and next, your morning pick-me-up.
Morning pick-me-up time. Now, this one is special and different and beautiful, and it came to murphysamandjody.com. It's an email.
Okay.
Sam. This message is for Sam.
Uh-oh.
I love this story, and we're going to read this email. My name is Adam. My parents live in your neighborhood, and my mother is always walking her little white dog. Does this ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
See her all the time.
My mom is suffering from the beginning stages of Alzheimer's, and saying hi to you or getting a big wave from you is a huge highlight of her day.
Hmm. Wow.
She calls me every time, sometimes several times, and I can hear the beaming through the phone when she talks about how friendly you are to her. Thank you immensely from her kids. We all live out of state and visit them as much as possible, but knowing people are showing her kindness when we're not there helps us a lot. Thank you so much. And that is from Adam.
You sure this was about me being
it
nice?
It is. I remember.
That's what makes it extra special, Sam.
Didn't you say something about a lady who you wave to that walks her dog and says she listens to the show and speaks to you often? Is it the same lady?
It's the same lady. She's come to my door to give me ideas about what we should put on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but usually if I, you know, because I walk around the neighborhood now, I'll see her most of the time and wave, and she's got her dog, and we talk.
And now you know that it means so much more than you could ever imagine, and that's always true for interactions.
I did not realize that she was in the beginnings. I mean,
correct. How could you?
Yeah.
If you don't know her, you don't know that the behavior is maybe a little different, or maybe it's not really a little different. Her family just knows this true story.
The family knows. I don't, and it doesn't seem like it to me. Yeah. But Adam, I mean, my interactions with her are short and brief.
Yes, but they mean a lot.
Yeah.
And that is another example of just be kind, always be kind, right, and not judgmental of anyone for any reason, for any small little interaction. And Adam, know this, the reason this is so special and a pick-me-up to us, too, is because out of all of us, Sam is the least socially interactive. Like, you're just more introverted, you know, outside in the world. You're more to yourself.
He's the least likely to say hi.
Yeah. And I mean, you're kind. It's just a lot of people don't know it because.
Right. Let's not let that out, okay?
Thank you, Adam. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Mark it down. Tomorrow is the day for season 4 of Ted Lasso.
But football is life?
No, life is so much more than football.
Not as catchy, but true.
Yeah.
A lot of people waiting for this one, coming back to Apple TV tomorrow. It doesn't pick up where it left off, though. They say this is Ted returning, taking on a huge challenge, coaching a second division women's football team. And the whole bench is there, so everybody's coming back. And new episodes. So the first one tomorrow, and the new episodes drop after that. This is a show that you loved this one, right?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it needed to come back, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
It's the show that got a lot of people through some tough years. I think it was a pandemic show.
That first season was just amazing.
As well. So I guess you could go back if you're not familiar and you're looking for something new, go back and watch the others and then jump right into this season.
You'll enjoy it.
It's season 4. Some other news, Jafar Jackson gets his next big acting role.
You're confident.
Now, of course, he's playing Michael again in the second Michael movie, but he's actually joining Will Smith in an upcoming action thriller called Supermax.
Hmm.
Will Smith plays an FBI agent. They're investigating a murder inside of a maximum security prison. Nobody knows what Jafar will be doing in this film, but just that he has signed on.
Coming up at 7:50, three things to know today.
Sam, since you and Murphy are buds, I want you one day, once in your life, to experience Bucky's with him.
Oh. Is it like a kid in the candy store?
Murphy at Bucky's is something to see.
So, yeah, I mean, Sam, you've only been to Bucky's once.
Once.
Wow. Man, you're missing out. And I know that they're not everywhere around the country yet, but basically it is the superstore of
convenience stores.
It's the Disneyland of convenience stores because they're huge. They usually have 115 gas pumps. They've got the cleanest bathrooms, all of that.
The bathroom is the best part, honestly. And I know you think the pork sandwiches are.
Yeah, and they change the food up depending on what region of the country they're in a little bit. But yeah, so
a wall of beef jerky
and generally
tons of fudge.
If you like crowds of people, you also and I think it's hysterical. I'd love it because it is madness when it's packed because everybody's sharing the same.
It's not
moment.
For everybody with that in mind, but Murphy lights up like a kid in there. So we're on the road together. We go to the bathroom, first, and then I go to get my drink. And I'm looking for him, and once I spot him, he's coming toward me with so much in his hands, like a barbecue sandwich, chips, like this new thing for so-and-so, and then we're on the way, we spend time together, and they're, look, did you see this? And they've got new chocolate bars, and have you seen the gummy bears, and have you seen the wall of this? And
beef jerky.
Right, right. So what the funny part is to me, Murphy is like that in an ordinary convenience store.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the opportune moment to try something new. So we have our favorites and all, but he always wants to try something new. My favorite part this time was on the way to the register. I'm thinking that we're done. We've got all we're going to get.
Yeah.
And we're walking past these nuts that are swirling and the glazed. Is that what it's called? Glazed nuts. You can get pecans or almonds.
Those are the ones in the little triangle cups.
Yes.
Those are so good.
He's like, have you glazed nuts? Have you had glazed nuts before? We can try them. We can get them. And I'm just like, just get it then. Just, it's okay. So we tried them.
Well, that and the coconut pie cup. I've had the chocolate pie cup and the banana, pudding before, but never that. So yeah.
Because the way he loves a convenience store, I think he could live there.
Coming up next, Jody has three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Number one, a lot of us, 40 million American adults, dealing with hearing loss just based on noise exposure. So what's damaging your ears? You used to think it was just like rock and roll, but actually it's earbuds at a high volume for a long period of time may be the biggest culprit. So if you're listening to music in your earbuds, if you can't hear things going on around you or people around you, it's probably too loud.
Okay.
And another honorable mention there is driving with the windows down for too long. It's like noise exposure. Careful of your ears. Number two, back to school time. Parents have a lot to worry about. Will they make friends? Will they like their classes? Can we do this routine? But also now today, a very today worry, AI. Kids relying on AI for schoolwork when the schools, some of them don't even have any AI rules. Just another reason to stick closer to the kids at homework time.
Why would you not have AI rules? It seems like you should.
Again, maybe ask the school as the school year gets underway. And number three, what name brand food has no generic or knockoff version that can live up? Oh. Are you ready for the big winners?
Yeah.
Ritz crackers, Oreos high on the list.
Yeah, that's true.
Philadelphia cream cheese coming in at number two. None of them, knockoffs work. And then Dr. Pepper, the number one on the list for Americans.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
Join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ, or you can send an email to murphysamandjody.com, which Ashley has done. She says, hey, listening to the show recently, Jody, you were talking about your blood draw with a student phlebotomist. That's true. I let a student do my blood draw recently.
A phlebotomist. I was just making sure I heard that right. Not a student lobotomist.
I heard lobotomist, I swear.
Phlebotomist.
Yes, phlebotomist.
This is my first brain.
Anyway, she stuck me. I was nervous because I was one of the first few people. But, you have to. Somebody's the first stick and a second and a third stick.
True. Somebody's always the first.
Ashley
somebody's
says
also the last, but that's another thing.
Ashley says, it goes on to read, I have a similar experience. I had a C-section scheduled to have my daughter. I get into the room to meet the anesthesiologist to do my epidural. He comes in with a student. We chatted. Then he proceeded to ask me if it was okay with the student doing it.
Ooh.
I froze for a moment thinking of all the bad things that could happen, like never walking again. It's not like they're messing with your spine or anything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So silly me, I said, sure. And in this email says, let's face it, how else are they going to get experience, right? So needless to say, my daughter turned 11 a few weeks back and I am walking just fine. And I did not feel the C-section, so it all went well.
Yeah.
Ashley, you're more brave than me.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, an epidural,
Yeah.
It's a major
thing. Well, I'm sure he's practiced on things before a person, so it's not like it's going to be. Yeah, exactly.
You know, practicing on things? It's not the same thing as your one and only spine.
I mean, I know sticking a needle in a watermelon is not the same thing, but I'm just saying, I'm sure he had some
Ashley,
kind of experience.
You're awesome.
Epidural is the one where they make everybody leave the room because they don't want you involved.
They don't want, Oh my gosh, you're a brave woman, Ashley.
Ooh-wee.
And good, I mean, you know, you gave somebody a good experience. Yeah. Anyway, I look back now, going back to the email, I look back now and think, wow, you were a complete fool for letting a student do that to you. Listen to the show every day. I find myself laughing a lot and find it so everyday life, thinking, wow, I am grateful I'm not the only one. Thank you for that.
We appreciate meaning
some
the
of
share,
our
yeah.
stuff that she hears here. Thank you, Ashley. I'll never forget that. Email us anytime. Ooh.
Up next, Sam has music news.
I'll let you know which artist is taking a break from the spotlight, music and acting.
Sam's got music news.
You may have heard this news over the past few days, but Ariana Grande is taking a break from public life.
After the tour?
Yeah, after her tour, the Eternal Sunshine Tour, which goes on through September 1st.
Yeah,
She's got like 10 dates over in Wembley, I think. But after that, she is going to take a break pretty much from everything. She was supposed to be in a play on the West End. She's not doing that. We already know she's not doing American Horror Story. She does have a movie that's coming out in the fall that she's already shot, so that'll be out, the Meet the Parents sequel. But taking a much-deserved break, the word that they put out is that she's tired of facing the intense online attention that she's been getting lately because of her appearance and because of people concerned about her weight loss.
It's a mental health break is what it is. Yeah.
Look, a lot of people who are in that space in the public eye and, you know, I guess the public kind of feels like they belong to us and they don't. And when they give up years of their life to be out on the road doing nothing but the work, of course they need a sense of balance and
when
home.
You're one of the top celebs on Instagram and there's
any grounding
everywhere where people can access you.
I'm surprised more artists don't take, prescribed breaks like that. All right, moving on. We are going to be getting a concert movie on streaming this week. Paramount Plus is bringing us Billie Eilish, Hit Me Hard and Soft.
This is going to blow people's minds. So
this was the one with James Cameron.
That guy you heard there was James Cameron. He and Billy did it together. It was in 3D, IMAX, and all that, which it's not going to work on your TV, but, you know, still.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You sure I can't try?
And it's going to pop up Thursday. It'll be on, like I said, it'll be on Paramount Plus. So enjoy that without the 3D. And, Jody, you told us in Three Things to Know earlier this week about I Know What You Did Last Summer is going to be part of the SeaWorld Haunted Houses.
Yes.
And Anaconda, the Busch Gardens Haunted Houses. Well, guess what Universal Studios is bringing us in their haunted houses, their Halloween Horror Nights? Ozzy Osbourne, Prince of Darkness.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
You'll meet Madman Ozzy. You'll meet Werewolf Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness. It's going to take you through all of his life cycles. There's going to be the Osborne Asylum.
Oh, man.
And this is going to be at both Universals, the one in Florida and the one in California. So look for that one this Halloween.
Up next, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Selena Gomez is closing out Wizards Beyond Waverly Place tonight. Now, that's the sequel show to the whole original Wizards of Waverly Place show.
To save my mom, and she's in another dimension.
What's your plan?
I don't know.
Are you telling me you snuck in here without a plan?
Just and
it sounds like the same sort of show.
Yeah.
So it's look, a generation grew up on this, and it ends tonight. It's a four-part finale tonight. She is a part of it. If you realize, she's like the mom here, and she also directed this four-part marathon.
Wow.
So that's kind of a big deal. Disney celebrating that. That happens tonight on the Disney Channel, and then all of it. If you haven't caught up, want to watch it all, it all lands on Disney Plus tomorrow. So Selena Gomez wrapping that one up. Spider-Man Brand New Day. I've got some more news about it.
I promised you that I would keep you safe. Please, you just have to trust me.
Not that it's the biggest movie we've seen all year at the box office. Did so well in its opening weekend. But once the Odyssey IMAX run has wrapped up, which should be any time now because Spider-Man is here, they're going to run Spider-Man Brand New Day on IMAX screens.
Ooh, cool.
You really want to go see it even bigger. Sam, I don't know if you've noticed this week that Murphy, after having been on the lake with our friends for a couple of days, and he was on the Sea-Doo, and he got some sun.
Mm-hmm. I did get a little more sun than normally, yeah.
And I tried to stay out of the sun as much as possible, which is, you know, a familiar story in my life. Like, everybody's in the water, and the sun's bearing down on them, and Murphy's on the Sea-Doo going, near, and I'm sitting under the shade lathering up the sunscreen. And that's okay. I had a moment sitting there, by the way, with myself going, this is fine. It's who I am.
Yeah.
I don't want to burn. So, but when I was a little kid, you know, I was also that kid that was told, stay under the shade. We're going to all jump in, you know? And so it was a thing that bothered me a lot.
I didn't know that. I mean, I know that being, you know, redhead, fair skin, and, you know, once you get burned like that, it hurts. You don't want to get in the sun.
And I did
again,
get
right?
burned a couple of times badly, so badly that my mother got really scared for me to ever have it happen again. I mean, I ended up in an emergency room one time.
I'm sorry, not
at a doctor's office, at a serious appointment for a burn. So anyway, I bring it up because our friends, Mark and Audra, introduced me to something that I had almost forgotten until, did I pack that? And I went back upstairs and got my suitcase out, and it's like, oh, I did. The fishing shirt. It's I bought the big man fishing shirt.
Yeah.
It's cute though. I got a cute color.
You did.
I get a cute color.
But it doesn't look like a fishing shirt.
SPF or whatever.
Yeah.
And it even has a little hood. So I just slipped
that. Oh, wow. You got the good one.
I got a good one. It even has something that goes over the face if you want to pull it up over your face, which I don't.
Like the little gator thing?
Gator. Yeah. Yes. And Mark wears those because he's also very fair-skinned, and he floats all the time. He gets in the water in the sun all the time, no big, with a big hat. And so I was able to get in the sun with that shirt, and I did not burn a bit.
Oh, good.
You know, my cheeks got a little. My face got a little sun.
Yeah, but you don't have any of that redness on you.
And it's just a recommendation if you are going to be, and it was comfortable to wear. You know, it's a very long sleeve. Mm-hmm. It's thin and comfortable to wear. It really does work. And
you weren't hot in it at all.
I'd rather have just been in a swimsuit,
okay.
But also it's about not burning.
Yeah.
So, and I bought it at like a sporting goods, an outdoor store. So they do really work.
Cool.
And you don't have to keep reapplying sunscreen either.
Only on the face, yeah.
Three things to know today.
We've all heard that making friends and keeping friends as an adult today has been hard for many, but there is help. We heard the other day about Bumble BFF. It's one of the most popular ways online to make friends. Mm-hmm. There's also Bottled, a modern take on Message in the Bottle. Friended is one. And Scout, S-K-O-U-T. You can scout for friends nearby.
Okay.
So making friends has come to your device in the form of many, many apps. Number two, MySpace may be coming back. The first social media site.
Yeah.
The guys who acquired it and own it still own it, and they said they do want to relaunch it. They just are waiting for the right time to do it. I don't remember anything about it.
Is there
going to
be a right time?
Who knows? I mean, maybe if you want a less overwhelming experience, if you want something more tight. Of course, they'd have to reinvent it. It can't be the same thing because it'll be what? Is it like eight friends or something like that?
Oh, yeah, the top eight
out
friends, yeah.
Okay. And number three, it is early August, the time that back to school is coming and the sadness that you're feeling. What's everybody doing to enjoy a little bit more of summer? A lot of weekend getaways to like the beach, heading to farmers markets, you know, hopping in the pool. They say even backyard cookouts can help you feel like you are just grabbing your last bit of summer.
Squeezing it out.
Not only is it popular, it's recommended.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Hey, Portlandia fans.
Carrie Brownstein and Fred Armisen here.
The dream of the 90s is alive in podcast form.
We're launching Podlandia, AO Rewatch, our brand new podcast where we revisit every episode of Portlandia together, breaking down sketches, going deep on our iconic characters, and pulling back the curtain on how it all got made.
And we'll also be joined by the people who helped bring it all to life. Guest stars, collaborators, and friends, including director Jonathan Kreisel, the mayor himself, Kyle MacLachlan, legendary musician Amy Mann, and many more.
Kyle is going for it here. You fully improvised not just words, but a song.
Well, I thought you were all going to write a song.
I remember you thinking that. Listen to Podlandia, AO Rewatch, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, fam? I'm sports journalist Ari Chambers.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sam J.
And we're the hosts of Everyone Watches Women's Sports, a new podcast from Together and iHeart Women's Sports.
We're breaking down the biggest headlines.
Naomi Osaka showing out.
Shout outs to you, Naomi.
The viral moments.
I've been obsessed with Krishan Rock's boxing journey. She looks good. Her combos are swift.
And the stories everyone's talking about across women's sports.
Because everyone watches women's sports. Listen to Everyone Watches Women's Sports
on the iHeart Radio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.